Here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the lattices, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's fitting today that there are, at least among you, actually we're probably pretty even if you count here in the sanctuary, and between men and women. So this is a little bit different. How many of you that first reading spoke to you? Like, you got a lot out of that. Just put your hands up. Not a single one? Nobody. Man, Barbara, we got to do better reading this, right? Because this is Holy Scripture. This is amazing passage of Scripture. The Song of Songs is erotic love poetry, but it's awesome because it's about God. Really, that's what it's about. It's on the surface about a man pursuing a woman and a woman pursuing a man. But in its depth, it's about the soul's pursuit of God and God's pursuit of the soul. This is actually the most written about book of all the saints. Of all the saints who wrote commentaries on anything in Scripture other than the Gospels, this is the book of the Gospel that most of the saints, most of the mystics throughout the history of the church have written expositions of. Why? Because it speaks of the intimacy of the soul with God. Now, men, this really doesn't speak to us very well because we get a little weirded out when we think about God pursuing us like a bridegroom pursues a bride. We're not brides, so we don't get that. It doesn't make sense to us. Okay, that's all right. That's for some advanced things. But what I'd urge you to do, if you're an advanced soul, if you're advanced in prayer, if you're advanced in your relationship with God, which not all of us are, most of us aren't, read the spiritual canticle, My Saint John of the Cross. It explains every single line with a lot on each bit of Scripture here, each bit of it in a beautiful, beautiful way. But what God is doing here is he's showing us in this passage from the Song of Songs here within the second chapter, he invites us to see that God is sort of looking for us and we as the soul are searching for God. And isn't that exactly what we're supposed to be doing throughout the Holy Advent season? Searching for God. And at the same time, God is searching for us. And so this talks about the soul, that God is pursuing the soul, and here he comes, and it's like he's at the edge of a wall which we can't get past, and he's peering through the windows to see us. He's searching through the lattices like in a garden to be able to espy us so that we can have that sacred encounter with him. And the building of the desire on both sides. Christ is desiring to come and to greet us. And the soul is being built in expectation by seeing little tiny bits of God through the lattices. And the two of them are getting into a crescendo of their desire for each other. That's what Christmas is supposed to be. Christmas is supposed to be the fulfillment of those desires that we're supposed to be having that is being built up. Because what's going on in the gospel is the exact same thing. When Mary makes haste to the hill country and she greets Elizabeth, it's the same thing. It's the same thing where two women greet each other, but two children within the womb also greet each other. Where their expectation for one another is met, and John the Baptist, even though he's not yet born, knows that his Lord is there, and so he leaps, saying, one day I will get to see him. Right now I just get to be in his presence. Jesus, who is God, is doing the very same thing. And so, brothers and sisters, it's with us. If your soul isn't moved and touched by those readings, then we're not entering into Advent with the right attitude. Ask our Lord to examine the attitude with which we're looking at it. Christ is coming. Our Lord is on his way. And even more than what's going to happen on Christmas, he comes here in a way that I don't just have to mystically put myself back in that place 2,000 years ago. But he's here. And I don't have to peer through the lattices to see him. He exposes himself for us for adoration. Ask our Lord in some little way to grapple with that mystery so that when he comes here in these sacred mysteries, you can love him. so that you can adore him, so that you can desire to be with him, so that when you line up here upon this makeshift altar rail and our Lord does present himself individually to you, it can be true communion, a common union, your soul and his soul, the two loves meeting, because that's what Holy Communion is all about. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.